This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Raul Juan Reyes. Date of birth, November the 9th, 1975. Case ID number is 384-9537. Date of exam, October the 13th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Abdal Rahuman, dated 12/31/21. His last name is Abdalrahuman. Identifying information. This is a 47-year-old common law married male with three children who is presently separated from his spouse, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bipolar disease / schizophrenia / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / depression / post-traumatic stress disorder, comma. Right hip pain / shoulder pain / knee pain / feet pain, comma. Neck / back pain, comma. With neuropathy. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on September 2021, where he worked as a mechanic for 30 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment by himself, and he's not receiving disability benefits. The claimant also states that he's able to pay the apartment because he manages that apartment complex for the owner of the apartment complex. Allegations number one, bipolar disease / schizophrenia / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / depression / post-traumatic stress disorder. Number two, right hip pain / shoulder pain / knee pain / foot pain. Number three, neck / back pain with neuropathy. History of allegations. Number one, bipolar disease / schizophrenia / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / depression / post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant states that in 1990, he developed symptoms of schizophrenia, bipolar disease, and post-traumatic stress disorder, along with hyperactive attention deficit disorder and depression. The claimant states he had symptoms of decreased appetite, comma, insomnia, comma, anxiety, comma, decreased concentration, comma, and decreased motivation. He also complained of decreased energy, and some racy thoughts with hallucinations. He has had suicidal ideation and has attempted to kill himself approximately 6 times by overdosing himself with his insulin. He was in prison for 15 years, and he has lost approximately 100 pounds in this past year. The claimant is refusing to take any medications that the physician wanted to give him, secondary to not trusting the psychiatrist. He appeared to be very agitated when he came to my office and was very sarcastic in his conversation with me. The claimant states he's not taking any medication for his condition, but is taking Cymbalta 30 milligrams QD. Allegation number two, right hip pain / shoulder pain / knee pain / feet pain. The claimant states that in 2000 he was in a motor vehicle accident and developed right shoulder pain / right hip pain / bilateral knee pain and foot neuromas. The claimant states during the accident he dislocated his right hip and his right shoulder and that no treatment was given for that condition. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, stand for 5 minutes, climb one flight of stairs slowly, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button his clothes, but not able to lift anything above his head. He is also not able to sweep a room at this time. He did present with a cane that he states he uses all the time. And his physician is Dr. Mohammed. He is presently on Cymbalta 30 milligrams QD for pain, which also helps to treat depression. He states the only physical activity he does is home exercises. The claimant was diagnosed with a dislocated right shoulder, dislocated right hip, bilateral knee pain secondary to contusion, and bilateral foot pain secondary to neuromas. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 3, neck/back pain with neuropathy. The claimant states that in 2000, when he was in the motor vehicle accident, he sustained multiple injuries to his lumbar sacral back area and also to the neck area. He was diagnosed with an L1 to L4 herniated disc times 3, a fracture of the L4/S1 vertebra, and states that he has had 6 surgeries. He states the pain is a stabbing pain. Located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down both legs. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, stand for 5 minutes, sit for 3 hours, not able to lift anything above his head and not able to bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assisted device, which is a cane, which he uses all the time for support, and his physician is Dr. Mohammed. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing home exercises. He has not seen a chiropractor, but states that he did receive 3 years of physical therapy. He is presently taking no anti-inflammatory medications for his condition. He was diagnosed with a lumbar sacral herniated disc times 3, a fracture of the L4 and the S1 vertebra, and a history of right lower extremity atrophy, indicating probable radiculopathy. The claimant says he did have injury to his cervical spine, but does not recall exactly what the injuries were. The claimant was very upset that I didn't know all the different surgeries that he had had, because he didn't remember any of his surgeries. And no information was provided according for past past history of his condition. Family history. The father died at the age of 62 from lung cancer. He also had diabetes mellitus. His mother died at the age of 71 from liver cancer. Medications. Lantus, 42 units, sub-Q, QAM. Cymbalta, 30 milligrams QD. Lactulose, 30 grams QD. And Humalog, 100 units QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, first stage chronic kidney disease, comma, history of fatty liver, comma, sleep apnea, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus with a history of a hemoglobin A1C of 12, comma, obesity, comma, schizophrenia, comma, bipolar disease, comma, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and depression. Major surgeries, history of lumbar sacral back surgery times 6. Social history. Tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking a pack of cigarettes per day for 34 years. Alcohol, he denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 224 pounds, height 5 feet 7.5 inches, BP 131 over 88 mmHg, heart rate 105 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 35, general. This is a 47-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented with his common law ex-wife for a disability examination. The claimant was very angry when he presented to my office. He states he's upset because he's been applying since 2005 for disability and has always been denied. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the third sentence? There is a mild left eye cataract formation noted. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, the claimant did appear to have some mild right lower quadrant tenderness and discomfort with palpation. Could you drop down to two extremities? After the last sentence, the claimant appears to have atrophy of the right leg slash lower extremity. Measurements were taken, and the claimant has a measurement of 47 centimeters of the right thigh compared to 50 centimeters of the left thigh. Measurements were also taken of the calf area bilaterally, and the claimant had a 35 centimeter measurement for the right calf and a 38-centimeter measurement for the left calf, which is consistent with atrophy of the right lower extremity, more likely than not coming from chronic right-sided radiculopathy. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant, after the last sentence, the claimant does appear to have multiple tattoos all over his body. Could you drop down to neurological after the last sentence? Reflexes of the patellar and ankle for the left side was +2, but for the right side, we were unable to obtain any kind of reflex. The claimant did have normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebella? The claimant's gait was steady, ontalgic, and slow. The claimant did present with a cane that he uses as an assistive device, and he was unable to walk around the exam room without the device and did not attempt to walk around the room without the device. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had did have palpable muscle spasms of the lumbar sacral back area, and especially of the right lower extremity, with no joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. The claimant does have confirmed right lower extremity atrophy with decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the right lower extremity. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant did not attempt to flex the lumbar spine and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is a normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper and on the left upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant has abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings, along with atrophy of the right lower extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the left side and 0 on the right. And in the supine position, it was 80 degrees on the left side and 0 on the right. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right lower extremity. There is abnormal range of motion of the and strength of the right knee at +2/5. And for the left knee, it was +5/5. The claimant did not attempt to squat or get up on his own and was unable to perform this task. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels or toes and had difficulty walking at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on his left leg only and was unable to stand on his right leg. The claimant was unable to hop bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires an assistive device for balance control and for steadiness. Neurological exam, grip strength is plus 5 over 5. The claimant is able to oppose, pinch, and make a full fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were normal, except for the right lower extremity, where reflexes were zero. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense, especially for the right lower extremity. There is evidence of muscle wasting and atrophy, as well as some muscle spasms of the right lower extremity, which indicates that he has a moderate to severe right lower leg radiculopathy. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower extremity, which was plus 2 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right lower extremity, where the claimant has a positive right lower extremity atrophy confirmed with measurements, and decrease movement, motor function, and sensory function secondary to probable lumbar sacral back radiculopathy. He is unable to heel, toe, and walk normally without a cane. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant does show muscle wasting and severe fatigue of the right lower extremity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to a lumbar sacral right-sided confirmed radiculopathy by physical exam. Probable diagnoses, number one, bipolar disease / schizophrenia / attention deficit hyperactive disorder / depression / post-traumatic stress disorder - being treated at this time with Cosentrix, appears to be fairly stable at this time. Number two, right hip pain, right shoulder pain, right knee pain, and bilateral foot pain. Confirm with physical examination. His main problem is a right lower leg radiculopathy, ranges of motion of the other parts of his shoulder appeared to be normal at this time. Allegation number three, neck / back pain with radiculopathy of the right side. Confirmed with physical examination. His C-spine appears to be normal at this time, and no surgeries or major complaints were noted. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Raul Juan Reyes.